Welcome to Leadership Agenda with Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje. Leadership Agenda is designed to inspire and equip you with the tools to grow fast as a leader and empower you to grow and go further in every area of your life. Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje, an entrepreneur, leadership coach, and the head pastor of Gift of Hope Christian Center at Kumasi City Mall, the founder and leader of Leadership Agenda. In this exciting series, Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje draws the life-changing principles from the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are principles that are foundational for your personal success and development. So, stay tuned as Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje takes us on a journey of discovery and transformation. Let's dive into today's message.
If anybody wants to be faithful, faithfulness is not failing, it's a decision. It's a state that you come and you decide that, look, no matter what, I'm going to be faithful. I'm not going to reject it. I'm not going to be there. Controversies, challenges, I'm going to be there. That is faithfulness. How to know when a woman has true love or fake love? How to know? So I've dealt with the men and I'm dealing with the women. How to know when a woman has true love or fake love? Number one, you have things that is pleasing to her eyes. Yes. So he's looking at your car, he's looking at your money, he's looking at your house. Wow, look at him, look at his beard, look at that. That is a fake love. If a woman looks, I'm not saying it is not important, but if the woman is after you, following you because of that, it's fake love. Number two, you are desirable, attraction is fake love. If a man, a woman says, ah, I like it, it's desirable, it's fake love. Number three, when a woman loves a man, she will align her life with your life. That is what the Bible means to be submissive. Submission is not slavery. Submission is voluntary. Submission. When a woman loves a man, you will never debate about submission. Because the meaning of submission is, I can see my life in your vision. It's like applying to work for someone. You've decided that I'm going to support this person with my talent, my gift, I'm going to follow. And so if you are working at some place and then your boss, you say that, me, dear, my boss, you have employed, but I don't accept you as my boss. No, you can't say that. So submission, that's what the Bible said, be submissive to one another. Means that I have found somebody that I can support. So if a woman is going to marry, one thing the woman has to do is to find the man she can support him with her intellect, with her resources. She can see her life in his life. That is very important. Once a woman loves you, you will never debate on submission because she will do it with her whole heart. She wants to be in your vision. She wants to support you. When you say, we are going to this place, she's going. Because you see, when there's a debate, you are not submissive, and then there's a problem. And so when a woman loves a man, she will align her life with his life. And so that is what the Bible means to be submissive. Ephesians 5, he says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wife, submit yourself to your own husband as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should also submit to the husband. So how does the church submit to Christ? We do it voluntarily. We believe in his vision. He's our Lord and personal Savior. We believe that we are co-servants. We are going for evangelism. We are following it. Christ is not forcing us to do that. He does not compel us. He does not threaten us. What he does is that he's giving us the freedom. And we do it voluntarily. We go to church voluntarily. We pray voluntarily. We give towards his mission voluntarily. That is why in the church, you don't have to compel people to give. You don't have to do them 419 to give. They have to do it out of their heart. That shows faithfulness. You have to teach them to be faithful. That they should know that in church, in Christ, we submit to him because we want to. And that is how a woman's submission is. If a woman does not love you, you will quarrel every day over submission. If a man doesn't love you, you will always be fighting hard. A woman, you'll be crying and fighting for a man's attention that he should love you. If a woman does not love you, she can't be submissive. She can't fake it because it requires a lot of unending energy. unending energy and deep-seated energy. So submission does not mean fear. Submission does not mean washing utensils, clothes, or cooking. Submission means when the woman comes to the state where she had made her heart, she's going to follow you, support you, serve your vision, respect and honor you. Let me take it again. Submission means when the woman comes to the state, it's a state of a person, a woman, right? Where she has made her heart and mind, she's going to follow you, support you, serve your vision, respect you, and honor you. That is the meaning of true love, faithfulness. So it's the same thing. If you want to see a faithful person, it is a state the person has made a decision, I'm going to follow you irrespective of whatever happens. Note, it does not take a day to come to that point. For you to be faithful, it does not take a day to come to that point of faithfulness. So any Christian who claims he or she loves Christ will align his or her life with Christ. If you claim that you love Christ, you will align your life with him and his vision. So this is another, let me give you another parameter or something, criteria for faithfulness. Faithfulness depicts constancy. You have to watch how, you see, don't let people believe that you won't do it. You know, sometimes that you are working with somebody and you're always wondering, will the person come to work? Will the person do it? Will the person, that is how it is. It is heartbreaking. You see, that's what the Bible says. Many profess that, but a faithful man who can find? He's not constant. A faithful person does not change. He's like a tree planted by the riverside. His leaf does not wither. Psalm 1, 2-5. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Verse 2 of Psalm 1. And his law, he meditates day and night. Verse 3, he said, be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. So the unfaithful person is like a chaff, which the wind drives away. A faithful person today is there, before you see he's gone, and he's going there. You see, I always tell people, the young people, that listen, you have to work enough on something to benefit from it. You have to find a good boss, make a decision, be with a person, then you can find. An unfaithful person, it moves. He's here today, he won't be there again. He's not constant. He's not consistent. He's not reliable. So we all don't know the day the master will come. But if you are faithful, you'll be found at the place of opportunity. If you are faithful. That is why the Bible said, the race is not to the swift, the battle to the strong, food to the wise, riches to men of understanding, favor to men of skill. He said, time and chance happen to them all. Preparation. If you are always there one day, look, if you endure, when the day of reward and opportunity come, like the five virgins, the foolish and the wise, when the bridegroom came, they had their lights on. The foolish ones, their lights were out. They were not there. They were going to look for light. They were not there. Faithfulness is somebody you are constantly there. You are consistent and you are honest. Matthew 24:45-51, who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of a servant in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master find him doing so when he returns. Truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possession. But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, my master is staying away a long time. And he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of that servant will come and a day when he does not expect him, at an hour he's not aware of, he will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The opposite of faithfulness, hypocrisy. He's mentioning hypocrites. They pretend they are working, they are not working. Watch out for that. I'm giving you the tips. Watch out for that. If you want to see a faithful person, look at the one who pretend, those who are unfaithful, they pretend they are working. If you are not there, you come, the work won't be done. a faithful person, whether you are watching him or not, he is doing the job because he thinks of you. He's thinking, let me finish this and do it properly. A faithful person is somebody who can work with no matter what you give the person. Countries that have become successful, they've worked with what they have. If you don't, I know somebody that lost their job and the wife left. There are many, many things, unfaithful person, but I'm sure the person saw, the husband saw it, but didn't pay attention to it. So I've given you a lot of parameters as to what a faithful person. Bible said that a faithful man who can find. Proverbs 26, and many claims to have unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find. Faithful people are not common to find. So it is like, I was telling somebody that finding a faithful employee is like finding a wife. You have to search. You have to put in effort to find that person. So faithfulness, the number one criteria of stewardship is faithfulness. The number one criteria of stewardship, the number one thing that will measure you is faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2, moreover, it is required in a steward that one be found faithful. So this is very, very important. And this is what time will allow us for this episode. I want you to just bear in mind, you have to pray in your heart that God will lead you to a faithful person. I've given you the parameters, some things you can use to measure a faithful person. If you are recruiting in your workplace, there are things you can use to see a faithful person. And I mentioned something very interesting. It just came back into my mind, something very interesting. Look at what the person has done that has worked. Has the person been able to solve his own life problems? The limitation in his life. How has he dealt with it? And that is going to help you and to be able to measure. Faithfulness means constancy, means reliability, and means honesty. Once you do that, you yourself, look for that in your life. That am I reliable? Am I consistent? Am I honest? Hold on to that value. Let it be your values. And you will see that you'll be promoted. I was telling somebody, he goes to work and he says that they come to work. I went early and the others didn't come early. And so I'm also going late. And I said that what makes you different? Because excellent is something that stands out. We all can't define excellent. I mean, when they say excellent, I don't know what is excellent. I can't define it. But when I see it, I know it. When I see excellent, I know it. So, for instance, if we ask, you are there, you see a purple cow, won't you watch? Because it stands out. So, wherever you go, a faithful person always stands out. It doesn't require talent. It doesn't require a lot of education. Just being faithful, always being there, little at it, always being there is very important. It's a key, it's a secret to blessing. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 13, verse 17, he says that a wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful ambassador brings health. When you send somebody who is faithful, you will be blessed beyond measure. The NIV said, now it is required, 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2, it said, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. You have to prove it for you to be promoted. The New Living Translation said, now a person who is put in charge of a manager must be faithful. A person who is put in charge as a manager must be faithful. The Amplified says that, moreover, it is required as essential and demanded of steward that one be found faithful and trustworthy. Everything you are doing will be preserved by faithfulness. No throne can be preserved without people who are faithful. In Proverbs 20:28, Amplified Classic. I have to go and I'm just seeing some scriptures. I want to bring them out. We'll be done soon. Proverbs 20:28. It said, loving kindness, the Amplified Classic said, loving kindness and mercy, truth and faithfulness preserve the king. And his throne is upheld by people's loyalty. It's very important. If you don't have faithful people, you can't do anything. Proverbs 13:17 said, a wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful ambassador brings health. The Proverbs 13:17 New Living Version says, a sinful helper falls into trouble, but a faithful man helps bring healing. So that is something about faithfulness for you. I want you to share it to as many people as possible. Look, internalize what I have said. Use it as a guide, and you are going to recruit and going to work and going to find faithful people, whether in dating, in your workplace, you know, employees, whatever it is. Use this as a guide.
Thank you for staying with us on the Leadership Agenda broadcast. If you are in Kumasi, we warmly invite you to join us this Sunday at 8 a.m. at the Live Event Center, Kumasi City Mall. Don't forget to connect with us on all social media platforms. Follow Gifts of Hope Christian Center and Emmanuel Obuadze for more inspiring content and updates on all our upcoming conferences and programs. For more information, feel free to call us at 0203-100-600, 0203-100-600. Thank you for tuning in. God richly bless you, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.